I am very happy today because I have a chance to speak with someone who I dearly care about. That's my son. But he's not here as a contributing producer, nor is he here doing social media. He is here as a, if you will, as an economist, as one who has a keen interest in the economies of scale as it relate to our pocketbooks. Tally was into Washington, D.C. last week to attend an interesting conference. It's it's called the Rethinking Macroeconomic Policy 3, Progress or Confusion. Its importance was defined by those who were in attendance and those who made up the panel of experts. Among those in attendance was Tally Berry. We invited Tally to join us from Thailand this morning to talk about the conference and what was discussed as it relates to the impact on your financial future. Tally, welcome to Home and Family Finance, all the way from Bangkok, Thailand.
Thank you. So great to be back on the program.
It's great to hear you back on the program, and I must say you traveled over 10,000 miles to attend this conference, so you must have thought that, and of course to see us, but you must have thought this was a very important conference. Tell us why it was so important and why we should care about it.
Well, the title of the conference lets you know the importance right away. This wasn't rethinking some small particular corner of macroeconomic policy. This was rethinking the entire field. And the reason so many leading economists feel we have to do this is because we were blindsided in 2007, 2008 by the global financial crisis, which everyone, private citizens, huge countries, felt the effects from. So what the conference really is, it was held April 15th and 16th this year, was a chance for economists to come back and discuss the progress they've made, the new directions we're taking the field to try to prevent that from happening again. And this is the third conference. This is Macroeconomic Policy 3. The first two were in 2011 and 2013. And again, their responses to the crisis in 2007, 2008.
And let me share with the audience before you continue as to when we talk about a panel of important people, we are seriously talking about folks like Ben Bernanke, who Federal Reserve chair, former chair, Larry Summers, Secretary of the Treasury. We're talking about Paul Volcker, Federal Reserve Chairman. We're talking about Robert Rubin, Secretary of the Treasury, and tons of other big-name people who have had an important say in what happens. You were there, Tally. Tell us what the takeaway from your point of view is.
Well, that's a difficult question. I'll point your attention to the subtitle of the conference, which is Progress or Confusion? The organizer of the conference was Olivier Blanchard, the head economist of the IMF. He wanted to call it Rethinking Macroeconomic Policy 3, Down in the Trenches. So to give the idea that, you know, we're working past the problems we've had, trying to figure out what the right solutions are in the future. But Larry Summers, who you mentioned, wouldn't sign on as a co-organizer of the conference with the title there because he didn't feel it accurately represented how well or really how poorly the field is understood at the moment. So the title Progress or Confusion suggests that there are all kinds of different views, and that's why it's such an important time for people to pay attention to what's going on here. The takeaway for me was that there's still a lot of work to do, and it's hard to know in what direction macroeconomic policy is going to go.
We're talking with Tally Berry, who attended this tremendous conference here in Washington this past week or so. When we come back, he's going to tell us why you should care about what happens and why and how the decisions that are made there will impact your pocketbook. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry. And we're talking with Tally Berry, who attended a conference here last month in Washington, D.C. The conference would seem to have little immediate bearing on private citizens' wallets. But from Tally's point of view, what happened there, it should be of interest to you because they're talking about macroeconomics. What is macro? What does this mean? Tally, bring us up to speed on this.
Yeah, when we talk about macro, we're talking about monetary policy. everyone's more familiar with fiscal policy. That's what the government spends and what the government taxes. Monetary policy is trying to control how much money there is in the economy. So when we have slumps like we started to have in 2007, 2008, it can be useful to pump a lot of money into the economy to get people spending again because people are trying too hard to save. They're worried about the future. And this side of it is what's slightly less well understood by people. There's also a third segment here. We talked about fiscal policy, monetary policy. There's this new kid on the block, macroprudential policy. It sounds scary and technical, but what it really means is rules on private citizens to try to protect against dangerous habits that could affect the whole system. So that is really the place where you may see an impact on your own pocketbook in the future.
And the impact that you're likely to see is going to be controlled by whom and in what way?
Yeah, that's a great question. As far as monetary policy goes, you're talking about the Federal Reserve. You hear a lot in the news about the Federal Reserve, but maybe none of it's really understandable. Sometimes you hear about the interest, the lending rate that they offer, and that's the amount of money you get when you put your money into a bank, essentially. So if that number is very low, it's probably better for investments because more people will want to spend money than put it in a bank. But it's not as good for, say, the elderly who have most of their money in a bank and are maybe living off their interest. So it affects different people in different ways.
From what you learned there, had I been at that conference, and I'm saying Paul as the average American, was this designed for me to understand and to hear? And what would I have been able to learn, or should I have known about or learned about while listening to what these men of great finance know?
Yeah, that's the problem with this kind of thing, is that it has a huge, huge bearing on the everyday lives of Americans and of people around the world. But not many people can really understand it because of the way it's talked about, and also because it's not well-publicized what goes on with the Fed. A lot of decisions are made, that's with the Federal Reserve, are made behind closed doors. There was an interesting quote from Jill Marcus, who is the head of the South African Reserve Bank, their version of the Federal Reserve, that 55% of South Africans don't even know there is a Reserve Bank that controls the amount of money and tries to control interest rates and things like that. So I think it is important that people understand what these policies are affecting them, how these policies are affecting them. But it can be very difficult. Yes, I think so.
And I agree with you. I think it can be difficult. And so the question then becomes is, are we better off for what we don't know, or are we losing ground because we're not involved? I'm talking about average citizen.
Yeah, I think we are losing ground because we're not involved. These are very, very important decisions that are being made, and some of them can really work against the decisions we think we're making in other directions. And in the future, I think it'll even become more important because we're talking about these macroprudential tools I was mentioning. We'll see in the future probably limits on the loans you can get relative to the value of your house. We remember that the housing bubble was one of the big reasons the economy collapsed back in 2007, 2008. So if that's something that's important to you, being able to buy a more expensive house because you can get a bigger loan versus the safety of smaller loans, then that's something you might want to have an interest in influencing with your elected officials.
We're talking with Tali Berry from Bangkok, Thailand. He was in Washington, D.C. for this recent conference that really has and will have an impact on where we move ahead globally. And that's the issue when we come back we're talking about. We are now looking at this as from a global perspective. Men and women from all over the world were in for this conference. Is that a good thing? We'll ask Tali that question when we come back. Saving is what we're talking about right now. Saving in a way that makes our personal income streams serve our needs. And then on a bigger scale is a conference that you didn't even know was going on last month in Washington, D.C. It brought all of the heavy hitters from around the world together to discuss what they call macroeconomics. Where are we in terms of our economies? And we're talking with Tali Berry, who attended this conference. He's back now in Bangkok, Thailand. He joined us from there, and he was in the midst of this. Tali, were you surprised that there's such a global approach to our economies of scale about what happens in our financial markets worldwide? Is this something new, or has this been going on for some time?
I don't think we should be surprised at this point. One of the biggest takeaways from the conference was that we can't look at macroeconomic issues from a national perspective anymore. Financial markets are all connected. Currency flows and exchange rates mean that what one country does to try to control their money supply can have a big impact on other countries. In fact, Dr. Raghuram Rajan, the Reserve Bank of India governor, mentioned that there may be a pattern to the fact that there was a big advanced economies crash in the 80s and then emerging markets crash in the 90s, especially in Asia. Then a big crash in the advanced economies in the 2000s, and maybe we'll see a crash in the emerging markets in the 2010s. So it's clear that it is something that must be paid attention to with a global perspective.
And why should we care, Tali? Why should I at home in Iowa or Washington State or Florida, why should I care about this conference and what was going on and what was said there?
Yeah, from the global perspective, the thing we usually think about is the exchange rate. What's how many euros or how many pounds or how many Thai baht does a U.S. dollar buy? And that has a couple important effects for everyday citizens. First, of course, if the dollar gets stronger, you might have more opportunities for travel. You know, you can take that vacation to Paris you've been looking forward to for years.
Mm-hmm.
But the other side of that is that as the dollar gets stronger, it's more expensive to buy American products. And that's where you see jobs lost overseas. When the dollar gets too strong, and it becomes more effective or cheaper to buy goods made in other markets than in the U.S. So that you can get the increased availability of travel and better prices, but the jobs lost is the trade-off there.
Did these men act like they care about kids, about young people, and what they know or don't know about the financial markets worldwide?
Yeah, they absolutely do. They absolutely do. And that is one of the most interesting things about the field, is that they talk about, you know, highly technical subjects in math. It looks like just scribbling on the board. But most of these men are driven by, and women, are driven by the opportunity to help people in countries affected by crisis or in countries that could just do with better normal times macroeconomic policy. In fact, Dr. Rajan of India, who I mentioned, he says when he was young, his parents couldn't afford a blazer for him if he wanted to go to a formal event. And so under his guidance are the billion-plus people in India who rely on his making the right decisions. The results of macroeconomic decisions are massive.
Unbelievable. Tali, thank you. I mean, again, we are doing what no one else is doing, talking about an issue that everybody should know about. Thank you for going to the conference, and thank you for sharing with us. And thank you for coming to us all the way from Bangkok, Thailand. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Okay.
All right, son. When we come back, we're going to talk about women being better investors than men. That ought to stir you up just a bit. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry.